are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello, space and treasure coast. This is Sita Biggie on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here on AM 1510. Our dial is WWBC. We're also heard on FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7. And we are heard online everywhere on WWBC. We sit here on Mondays in our studio in sunny Cocoa, Florida, and we speak about things, issues that are going on right here in Brevard County, Florida, things that are going on around our state, our nation, and the world.
Absolutely.
And Ellen, you got to tell our listeners and our new listeners how to tune in.
Yes. So if you're listening right now, you're listening live on 1510 WWBC, which is an AM channel, and we've got those three FM channels. But if you want to listen later, you can go to our on-demand section, which is on 1510wwbc.com, and you'll be able to pull down today's show. You'll be able to download it as well. By usually within 24 hours or so, I have the show posted on our CETA Media Inc. website, so cetamediainc.com. But I wanted to tell you a little bit about our friend Kim Torres, who supported our shows
last week.
So a little bit about Kim, and I've got like a little segment here, a little advertising. Are you arguing with your neighbors? Is it difficult to assist your mom or dad with a blow-up with your siblings? Kim Torres is a professional mediator with over 25 years of experience facilitating tough conversations between family members, divorcing couples, parents, and adult children. Call Torres Mediation for experienced, effective, and patient resolutions to your disputes. Free telephone consultations and credit cards are accepted. And if you want to, you can Google Torres Mediation in Melbourne. And she is a great ABWA sister for us and with us, CETA, right?
That's right.
And where we met 13 years ago.
Yeah, everybody should become a member of
ABWA. Really,
a
little shameless plug for ABWA.
Well, you know what it is? It's you find a group of women, and sometimes men, that when you leave their company, you feel like you could take on the world. And it's like you can leave ABWA and you're so empowered by the group of women that are there and sharing their business stories, sharing their personal stories, just having such a purpose in life. And to have such a group right here in Brevard County, Florida, it's amazing.
Right. And we're so thankful for all of our sisters who have sponsored shows and been a part of the show and been able to advertise and tell us about their business on the show. So it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for you to network.
Yeah. They're my cheerleaders.
Yes.
And I have to say, you know, like I've had friends who moved to California, moved to Mississippi, moved to New York. And I'll say, first thing you ought to do is Google ABWA. Mm-hmm. Find a chapter near you and attend one of the meetings. And I've had people attend and they loved it.
Absolutely.
So today's no different, right? Our show today, we have, Ellen, we have a call in and we also have our in-studio guest. And I'm so proud that my friend Marty Cara is here. She's the chair of the Ruthless Brevard. Thank you for being here and welcome.
Thank you.
And I've been trying to get Lorraine Koss, who is the city councilwoman for Coco District 4. For a very long time on my show, and today she made the time, which is awesome.
Well,
and she's
that's
here.
Great.
Yes.
I didn't realize.
You've been a wanted woman.
Well, you know, life, I tend to say that life is about making the time, right? It's so beautiful every day to just wake up and know that you can see and you can hear and your kidneys are functioning. There's a nurse in me.
Yeah, right.
And that your liver enzymes are good and your heart rate is good, your blood pressure is good. You are alive.
That's right.
And when you're alive, you're supposed to make a difference. And how do we make a difference, right? We make a difference because we all learn from history. We learn from life experiences. We learn from each other. We learn from cultural differences. Heck, we learn from forgiveness as well. And we are supposed to take that experience and bring it forward every day. It's like what Cindy Poitier. Did you see? He just passed away, right?
Yeah, exactly. And one of my favorite actors. As a matter of fact, I remember To Serve with Love as being one of my favorite movies as I grew up as a kid.
Well, you know, I have to say, when I heard he was from, his parents were from the Bahamas, and of course, me being a Caribbean gal, I felt like he is my brother. And that's how it is with people from the Caribbean, right? You feel like everybody is your family, right? So Cindy Poitier is was a person who was a beautiful example of dignity, class, and pride. And I think he made everyone feel comfortable in his presence. And that's why when he passed, you saw Facebook just went like, oh my God, Cindy Poitier died. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, rest in peace, fellow human.
Yes.
And with that, we also have a call in today. You know, I meet the most wonderful people on Facebook.
And she needs.
And I met Dr. Victoria Robinson Wilson. She currently owns a boutique bakery in historic downtown Sanford, and is an administrative judge on the Planning and Zoning Commission for the City of Sanford. After 22 years of law, and get this, she's given back in her own way. She's retired, and she now has a place in Sanford called, a homemade goods place is called Dancing Taste Buds. And I want to hear about that, and I want to hear about what she's doing to make the world a better place as well. So I know she's on the phone. So welcome. Thank you for taking the time to call in. I have to say, all that in one breath, your bio is beautiful.
Thank you, Sita. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. So what state are you calling in from today? Because you're not in town. Someone passed away in the family.
Right. My uncle passed, but I'm actually in the Dominican Republic right now.
What? Another Caribbean place. Well, hi, I like that, gal.
I knew you would. How are you?
Oh, my God. You know what? I woke up this morning, and of course, you know, my husband and I have this thing about his yard. So he takes me outside to see this beautiful pot of pink flowers. And he says, you know, you bought this flower for so-and-so 3 years ago, and it would have been dead if it was there. Look at it now. I'm like, you know what? This is just life. It's so beautiful. You know, just to wake up every day and be able to enjoy God's magnificent planet.
That is a mouthful. You're right. We have so much to be thankful for in light of the current pandemic that we're all living through. But I do believe that as long as everyone exercises a sense of responsibility, that we can go on about creating a new sense of normalcy.
That's right. And how's the Omicron virus over there in the Dominican Republic? Are people masking up? I mean, are they doing the same things?
Everyone is required to wear a mask. I made the comment to my husband. I said, you know, if in America we would do more forethought and think more about protecting the next person instead of feeling as though our rights are being abridged or being hindered, then there would not be so much
misinformation and disagreement.
Right, misinformation. Yes. Mm-hmm. There would not be so much pushback. There would not be so much anger and defiancy from Americans. But here is no problem. No matter where you go, you carry your vaccination card, your passport, you mask up. You come into whatever restaurant here, they immediately take your temperature on your wrist. And there are hand sanitizing stations everywhere. You sit in the restaurant with your mask on until your food comes, and no one is feeling as though their rights are being restricted.
Well, they don't buck the system because they know that it's for the common good.
That is the point right
there.
So that's the point, because Americans, we have this mindset.
We're spoiled.
I think.
We're spoiled in this country.
We have to go back to that 8th grade, 7th grade American civics class, and remember, no rights are absolute. No rights are absolute, and I think we forget that, and it is just take the time and visit another country and self-reflect and say, you know what, my goodness, I'm being a brat, I'm being, you know, privileged, I'm being snooty, sadditty, whatever you want to call it, but even in looking at how we do things, my husband and I were like, you know what, I don't feel any more restricted here than any place else. I, as a matter of fact, I feel more safe because everyone is doing the same thing.
Right. And you know what? The thing is, like, I was telling my friends this morning in the studio, we have my friend Maddie Karras here, Ellen O'Neill, my co-host, and my friend Lauren Koss is here. And I was saying that this morning, well, actually yesterday, someone was saying something really bad about President Biden and about how he wants to kill people by making people wear the mask and mandating the vaccines. And I wrote very nicely. I took a deep breath and I wrote, do you really think that a person who has been in public service for over 50 years of his life and lost his wife and daughter and son to cancer, do you really think this man woke up today and turned off his compassionate gene in his body and said, today correct. I'm going to kill Americans by making them take a vaccine and wear a mask? And she,
correct.
And the woman wrote back, no. I said, then why would you write something like that on Facebook, a public forum? I mean, no one goes into public service because they want to kill somebody else. You know, it's like, really? People have to start thinking about what they say and what they write and how they think. Because at the end of the day, all of us are going to end up at the same cemetery or the same crematorium. Okay. It's all about okay. leaving a good name behind
That's
and
exactly
using
right.
your voice in a good way. I mean, my
yes.
goodness. I
yes.
just, you know, it's like I told you, I was watching that film. And I knew that film was around the Indian film, Sawar, it's called. And it was about human trafficking. It was about the war. It was about people stealing from their neighbors and their constituents to make their pockets richer. And I'm looking and I'm thinking, why do we have such ugliness in the world? And it's not mm-hmm. just in America. It's all over the world. You have people who are just greedy. They're selfish.
Yes.
They have no empathy. They have no compassion. And you know what? We are the environment in which we live. So it's up
we
to us
are.
To lead by example, right?
You're correct, Sid. I was thinking about everything that you were saying. And when people step into the bakery in downtown Sanford, Simply Homemade 1913, they always say, oh, my gosh, it's so cute. It's so nice. And they immediately see the scriptures that are hanging down in the hallway that basically says all things are possible. And then they shift their focus to a board that I have on the wall that basically says, take it forward. And that's simply, we're trying to help restore basic humanity. So when people leave tips in our bakery, we don't take the tips out. I don't pay my associates for their day or extra that they've done the tips. I don't take the tips. They stay in the bakery so that whenever there's that dad with 3, 4, 5 children and he tells them, you all need to pick something and share, or when there's that person who stops in and they're hungry, or there's that mom who says, I just want to get something for my daughter who is vegan or she has a gluten intolerance, you know, but how much is it? I always ask the question, if money was no object, what would you select? That's what that board means. You don't have to pay for it if you genuinely and sincerely do not have the money. All the tips that all of our wonderful external family members who are our patrons have left, those tips go toward helping those who at that moment have fallen on hard times, as so many of us have in one shape, form, or fashion, whether it's fiscal difficulty, emotional difficulty, or physical difficulties. And so we try to restore the basic humanity in people. And I have a lot of patrons come in and say, oh, I see you have a Kamala Harris, you know, doll up there. I said, yes, but you know what? That is just my personal preference. I don't care who you are, what your preference is, what your political affiliation. We're all human beings. So hopefully that does not mean that you walk out the door and not decide to select one of our numerous flavors. But if it does, thank you very much for your time and for coming in.
That is such a beautiful story. So how did you transition from 22 years of law? And then you ran for office. You ran for mayor for the city of Sanford as well. Yeah, in 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you transition from that to your love of the bakery?
Well, you know, I've always baked, and I'm from a family that, you know, most minority families, food brings the families together.
Oh, tell me about it. Just give me roti and curry chicken.
That's right. That is how we congregate. We fellowship around food, and I've always baked. And it just kind of became, COVID was the best transition. So when people say, I don't even know why COVID happens, sometimes the most negative thing is a positive if we allow ourselves to see it. And my husband, he loves smoking and grilling meat. He has 2 huge smokers in the backyard. And it genuinely started from him saying, okay, every time I want to throw a brisket or ribs on the grill, there are cakes, there are pies, you have something sitting here on the counter on the island, I can't get to where I need to prep the meat. He said, we need to find you a bakery. And that literally is how it was born. But when I ran for mayor in 2018, I said to Nancy Groves, who also ran for mayor, and I said, we were not against each other. We just campaigned differently.
Yes.
And I told her, I said, you know, maybe one day in another life, I'll have a bakery. Well, when COVID began, a lot of clients were unable to take care of their invoices. They totally would not continue pursuing their petition for custody, petition for paternity. And having migrated from criminal law in the early years with the Ninth Judicial Circuit to workman's compensation and then family law, I told my husband, I said, you know, I think I'm done. I think I'm done.
Wow. And you're still so young. I mean, it's great that you found such a passion. Because, you know, a lot of people, when they retire, when they say, I'm done, even with COVID, we're watching where many people are walking away from their jobs and saying, enough is enough. You had something that you could go to because you also were an advocate for the veterans and the teachers.
Correct.
How do you tie all that into, I guess, well, now you're meeting people in the bakery and you're still able to chat.
Still tie that in, Sita. We have a board, another board up, actually a board that's an actual chalkboard, and it says 10% discount every day, all day. If you are a teacher, a veteran, whether retired, active duty, or reserves, if you are a PTA, PTSA member, if you are a city or county employee, we give you a 10% discount every single day. So I am still a cheerleader and a champion for veterans. So I try to take the platform that I ran on in 2018. I try to utilize my dual law degrees and my MBA, and I try to capsulize all of that and use the bakery as that medium, that resource that people can come to, and they're not only satisfying their palate with their personal dancing taste bud experiences, but they're also getting just something they may need that they don't have to pay for, that they don't have to walk into an office and pay for. So I just feel like God has blessed me to have the opportunity to turn the page and begin a new chapter in my life. And however I am able to reach as many people as I can, it does not matter race, religion, nationality, sexual orientation, financial status, none of that stuff matters. If you are of a lower income social status, I'm going to treat you with the same level of royalty as I treat the property appraiser who comes in and David always orders a coconut cake for his mom's birthday.
Oh my God.
He loves coconut
cake. So you're making the world a better place. And there's so many people that wake up every day and they don't have that, you know, I know my friends, like a chutzpah, right? It's like a nerve. Like people don't have that in them to say, what can I do to make the world a better place? What advice would you give to people who say, I just don't know what to do?
I would tell them to look in the mirror and ask that image that they see. What is it that you want for yourself or for your child? What is that thing that you want them to never have to be concerned about? For me, being a minority female, having a black husband, having two black children, I want my boys to be able to walk outside and not shiver in fear because they see a white police officer. I want them to know that someone is not going to think that because a car alarm is going off, my black children are the first suspect that they think about because they're the only people of color in the area. So my goal is not to change anyone's mindset. It's simply to get them to check that person, that reflection that they see in the mirror. So I would say to the person who wants to give back, who wants to do something, what is it that you would like to have for your children and your family? Now take that thought. Take that notion that just popped into your head and see how you can bring that to everyone else. So your notion may be, I want my children to be able to gain a good education and read more. Well, you know what? Do something simple. Take some of those Amazon boxes that we all get, create a little bookshelf outside, and tell children, take a book and leave a book.
That's right. I mean, and that's such
a
simple
way. It doesn't have to be anything great or expensive. It can be the most simple gesture to change someone's tomorrow.
That's right. And who, I mean, a lot of people have ideas. They just don't act upon it, right? And here's another one. I was speaking with somebody yesterday, and we were talking about voting rights. And we were saying, well, look, a lot of people are registered to vote, but they don't vote.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have people who feel like their vote's going to be restricted because of redistricting or maybe what's happened with COVID-19. People are feeling, well, why bother? Look what's happening with the state legislature. Some people feel their vote don't count.
What would you say to someone who says, well, we want to improve voting rights in America?
You know, Sita, I would tell them, look at your local city. Look at your county level. See what you can do. If you don't want to run for office, fine. See how you can be a poll monitor. See how you can stand at the library and issue people their voting ballots. See how you can maybe just post on social media, share something that you see about voting. I lived that in the 2018 election. I have family members who said to me, oh, I'm not going to worry about voting. And I'm thinking, your aunt is running for mayor. Your sister's running for mayor. Your cousin's running for mayor. And you're telling me you aren't going to vote because it doesn't make a difference. And we literally had the sit-down conversation. I said, what if everyone had the same thought? Well, I don't see how one vote changes anything. I said, you know what? I do. I remember when there were different political figures who lost by only a handful of votes. So imagine if those handful of people did not have that backwards type of thinking. So I don't care if it is sharing something about voting on social media. I don't care if it's going to your local library and saying, how can I help people register to vote? Do what I did in that election. I drove around and I said, anyone who needs someone to take them to the polls, even though I'm on the ballot, I will help take you to the poll, as long as we're not talking about voting, because I'm avoiding the appearance of impropriety. And I picked up 3 elderly people to take them to the polls. So there's plenty that we all can do, but see, we have to be honest. We have to look at the facts and look at what we're dealing with. Many people want to pass the baton and say it's someone else's responsibility.
Oh, trust me, we just talked about that last week on the show, and I know what you're saying, because I ran for office in 2018 for state rep here in Brevard, and I had friends that literally said to me to my face, you're not white, you're not Christian, and you're not Republican, you're not going to win. But you know what? I believed in myself enough to give it a try, even though the odds here in Brevard, I know, you know, we can see the polls. We know it, right?
Yes.
We have the numbers. But I did it anyway. And I had people who did not vote for me and was bold-faced enough to say, I didn't vote for you because I am pro-life and you're pro-choice. I said, okay, you have that right. But at least the person voted, you know? And I get angry when people say, you know, here in America, they don't understand. Hey, in India, people vote. They walk miles to cast a vote. Bare feet in the heat, you know, and here we have our polling stations within, you know, driving distance, walking distance. We don't have any snow, we don't have any sleet, nothing.
Right.
Just going,
right.
And you could vote by mail, you could vote at home. So I take voting very seriously, and I think everyone needs to have a family member at home that cracks the whip and says, are you registered to vote? And if the person says no, say why. Do you care about the environment? Do you care about education? Do you care about women's rights? Do you care about financial literacy? Do you have a home? Are you buying Starbucks coffee when you don't have a home? You don't have a car?
Right.
You don't, you know, like my mother would say, don't hang your hat where you can't reach it. I mean, these are conversations that should be taking place
that
in every single household every day. Right?
You're correct. I think when we're faced what you said, like citizens of other countries, when we are faced with the reality that, you know what, you don't have the right to just go and meet with your gynecologist, you don't have the right to birth control, you don't have the right to cancer medication. You know why? Because that election that you thought was unimportant, well, guess what? It ricocheted on the state level, and that state representative represents you even on the federal level. And so now someone else has made the decision for you, so that they do not believe that you are entitled, or you should be entitled to birth control, or you should be entitled to have cancer medication, or you should be entitled to freely choose what insurance carrier you want. So that is what happens when you and everyone else develop the mentality, why should I vote? It doesn't even matter.
Well, teachers in the schools, and we see what happened now with the school boards and the mask policy and city councils, but we have a couple of minutes left, and I wanted to ask you really quick. Tell our listeners a little bit about your business, where it's located, the website, the phone numbers, how they can place an order. Because, I mean, for you to go from being an attorney for 22 years and you're still giving back, because you're also on one of the zoning boards as well.
Yes.
We're just so proud of you, and I wish I had a whole hour for you, but give us the information about your business.
We are located in downtown Sanford. Our bakery is called Simply Homemade 1913. We're located at 113 South Oak Avenue, and we are downtown right around the corner from Slam Pizza, directly off of First Street. But please understand, I want everyone to know, going from an attorney to owning a bakery doesn't mean that I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. My mother only has a sixth grade education. My father was a Southern Baptist minister, and I'm one of seven children. But I had to work in order to earn the things that I have. I still have student loans like the next person. But one of the things I wanted to mention was, to the parents who are listening, to the adults who are listening, begin teaching your children about financial security. My children work in the bakery. I tell them, your trust owns the bakery, so technically mommy works for you. So I have them work and earn the fact that this trust is theirs, but they're not going to receive a windfall if they are not putting forth the blood, sweat, and tears, if they don't have any work equity in it. So whether it's bringing in the flour and the sugar, or whether it's washing the dishes and sweeping the floors, you are going to earn it. So that's what Simply Homemade is about. We're just a hometown bakery that does things the old-fashioned way. We make, when we say pound cake, we mean pound cake. Nothing is frozen. Nothing is ordered. We bake fresh every single
morning.
And
do you ship, or do you ship items as well?
We do. We ship our 4-inch personal bundt cakes as well as the 2.5-inch sizes. We try to not ship the larger sizes, especially now with the shortage in postal workers and shipping workers, because they just don't have the time to take the care with the products as normal. But our 4.5-inch size, we ship those. You can get a box of four for $20. We have over 25 different flavors. You can seek us out on Instagram and Facebook at simplyhomemade1913.com or at oventotablefresh.com.
You know, my son lives in Sanford. I'll have to check you out. And, you know, you just had to say bundt cake, right? Yeah. Everybody thinks of the big, fat Greek wedding when somebody says the bundt cake.
But I tell you what, if you like key lime pie, if you like apple pie, if you like pistachio, if you like banana, those are flavors that we have in our bundt cakes. We even do rum cakes for Christmas. We do the traditional red velvet coconut cake, the tres leche cakes, you name it, we do it.
Well, listen, I want to thank you for taking time away from your family members, because you went to Dominican Republic for a funeral. My condolences to your uncle, to the family, and I'm sorry. And when you come back into town, you have to drive over to Brevard and come into studio next time, and let's do some more chatting, because I need people like you in my life to encourage others to get their booty off the couch and register to vote and get involved and stay involved in politics year-round, because that is life, whether we like it or not.
And are you sure we can't go to Sanford and have some of these delectable treats and do the radio show from
absolutely.
There?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what.
Maybe we'll tape from the show.
You let me know when you want me in studio, and I will bring a selection for you and your crew.
All right, girl. You got it. Well, thank you again.
Thank
just
you,
give,
my dear.
Give Ellen the website one more time. She's going to put it on our Facebook page, and then we'll go to our ads.
Yes, ma'am. Our website is simplyhomemade1913.com or oventotablefresh.com. So let us give you guys that dancing taste buzz experience.
Thank you, Dr. Victoria Robinson-Wilson, JD, MBA.
It is so
great. Thank you so much, Sita. You guys have a wonderful week.
You too. Great first segment, but we are going to listen to our sponsors right now on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. The delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County in Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at Cloud9, that's Cloud9, furniture.com. Again, 321 321- 859-2473 for Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture.
When you need medical care and need it fast, MedFast Urgent Care is faster and less expensive than emergency rooms. MedFast is open 7 days a week, now with 13 locations, including one in Volusia County. With so many MedFast Urgent Care centers, there is a MedFast near you. MedFast offers top quality care that is close by, and the number is easy to remember. That is 321-MEDFAST. You just call 321-MEDFAST. No one wants to wait in an emergency room for hours and get even sicker when you get the high bill. What you want is medical care fast. That's why you call MEDFAST, where most patients are seen and treated in less than an hour. So when you need medical care fast, call 321-MEDFAST. MEDFAST. Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000, 321-268-5000, or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345, located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne. That's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
There's something special about the place we call home. It's the place we live our lives, spend time with family and friends, and make our own. At St. Francis Reflections Hospice, we consider it a privilege to care for you wherever your home may be. We put our hands, hearts, and skills into providing high-quality hospice care in your home. To learn more about how we reflect life, love, and compassion, visit www.reflectionslsc.org.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. Our studio, for some of our friends who can't find us, we're right next door to the police station in Cocoa. So we're safe.
Absolutely. And those and are very friends nice that there. Are selling things on eBay and selling things on different places. Cocoa Police Station is one of the few that have lighted sections where people can actually go and do those exchanges.
And get your stuff.
Get your stuff and safely. Have a peaceful, safe environment to be able to do your transactions.
Right. And so we sit here with our friend Paul, who really and truly gives us an opportunity in the studio here, going on 12 years, Viewpoint with Cedar and Friends. We're on AM 1510. We're on FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and we're also heard online, Miss Ellen, where anyone can tune in.
Absolutely, on 1510wwbc.com. You can actually listen live right there. You might have to download a little something to get on your phone so that you can listen live, but nonetheless, even after the show, you're able to go to 1510wwbc. Pick the date of the show that you'd like to listen to, and you'll be able to download it right from there as well. And this website is rebuilding because we had a little bit of a crash this year. So we've got this almost this year's worth of shows that are on, but I have 10 years plus to load up, because I've got all of these great shows with some of the great friends and great folks that you've networked with over the last 10 years. So we're so appreciative of all the support.
That's right. Well, you know, it's very easy to have a show, a radio show on WWBC or just probably anywhere for me, because when I speak from my heart. I do understand that in order to have a great world, we have to change our own behaviors. And it comes from my upbringing. It comes from the people who I've surrounded myself with along the way. It comes from the elderly that I speak with at the nursing home, and I get their life experiences on what they did or they didn't do that, and before they leave the planet. And so for me, it's easy to have a show, Ellen, because I care about education. I care about the environment. I care about women's rights. I care about the elderly. I care about the children.
Affordable housing, and
whether or not somebody has an affordable wage. I care. I mean, when people say they care about life, then my mind that I've developed over this 50-something plus years, it immediately goes to, well, does this child have a home? Does the parents have a job? Do they live in a safe neighborhood? Do you have running water? Do you have a proper daycare? Do you have a college plan? Do you have a way of financially making ends meet? And so it's not just about existing or surviving. It's about living. Mm-hmm. And in order to live, we all need a safe place. Okay. At the end of the day, every mother that carries a child for 9 months wants the same thing. A safe and secure place to raise their kid.
Truly goes back to the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right?
Right.
We are
a zip code, right?
And you said your F's, right? Your finance, a little bit of friends, some food.
Oh my God, I haven't said that for a long time.
You haven't said that in a while. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, our finances, our friends, our faith,
yeah,
and food.
Right.
And I forgot the other
curry
one.
Curry chicken.
Whatever.
That's the only C that's in that whole list.
Our second segment today is with my friend Maddie Cara. And she is the Roots List Brevard Regional Chair, Lorraine Koss. Lorraine, who is the City of Council Councilwoman, District 4. And we're joined on the phone by Kay Mathers, who is Roots List Florida Program Director. And I have to say, I think I attended a Roots List training in 2008 with my friend Julie when I ran for the school board. And thank God I did, because I learned a lot from them. But one of the things that stuck with me from that, I don't know if it was an event or program or training session, whatever it was, is you have to ask everybody you know for money. They kept telling us that over and over again. Mm-hmm. And my mind kept going to like, oh, I know this
I
one.
I remember when I was finance 5 years. Manager,
yeah,
remember?
And it's like, literally running for office, you have to have money, time, effort, people that believe in you, and you have to have the willingness to run and make a difference.
That's right.
And be yourself. I think being yourself is the most important thing. Don't try to be somebody you're not.
Well, when you're authentic, you never have to remember anything.
Nah. Right? I was good.
It's
and
exactly
I'm fine
right
with my true. Show, too. So Marty, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having us. This is really an honor, and it's such a wonderful pleasure to be able to introduce Brevard County to Ruth's, the lady's name, List, Brevard, which is the regional network for Ruth's List, Florida.
Right. So how did you get started with Ruth's List?
Actually, I got started because I knew Alex Sink, and she, back when I lived in Polk County, she had been asking me to get a Ruth's List regional section together, and just now in my life has changed and I had time, so I jumped in. And I think it's so important, because by electing more Democratic women in Brevard, we can bring a new dynamic to the governing bodies of our cities, counties, and state. And we need a balance of representation for the issues that affect women's lives every day. So that's why I'm involved.
Right. And Lorraine, you got involved. I mean, you are one of the only women who ran for office in Brevard and won. And you're needed. You're needed. You're
Thank
wanted.
You.
We love you. We appreciate everything you do. How does it feel to be one of the only female candidates that ran and won?
Well, it's a little lonely.
Yeah.
And I'll have to say that there's a lot to what Marty just said about bringing the female perspective to the dais. And I think it's a kind of a different approach.
Mm-hmm.
Or it may be a different approach from some of my male colleagues. So, but I'll have to say, especially it's been difficult because especially I think as a woman, maybe not all women, but certainly myself, I like being liked.
Yes.
And in politics, there are times, I mean, even what would seem to be menial issues, where people not agree with you, they have a difference of opinion, and so many times you are demonized or they're...
You have to have thick skin.
Yes, and there's such a
you
dichotomy
can't, yes,
now.
Yes, I know.
Such a dichotomy. So you really have to have a support system. And I was very fortunate, and the only reason that I won was because I had a great group of women that supported me, and my husband, too.
And believed in you.
And believed in me.
Yes.
And they made it all happen.
Right. And, you know, one of the things I noticed here in Brevard, too, there's a lot of bullying going on. Mm-hmm. Not just in person, over the mask policy. Lord knows we've seen what has happened with Jennifer Jenkins with that, but... Online, I've never lived in a time when political candidates, either in office or who ran for office, have been so vocal to demonize other human beings who did not vote for them.
We've never lived in a
I've
time
never
that the social
seen,
media has been so
well,
aggressive.
Even social never. Media or not, a person mm-hmm. who ran for office... Once you get elected, you're supposed to legislate for all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to pick and choose who you're going to call names on social media. And I think one of the most important things in life is respect. Mm. And a lot of the politicians have lost that. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, we don't have the civility that we used to have. And that in itself is intimidating to anybody that is interested in giving back. Wants to contribute to the community by running for office.
They're scared.
And keep in mind, we're not making any money. And I certainly don't have any financial interests. So I was looking at just offering my experience, my lifelong experience, and doing it in the city that I love so much.
Right. And when you get bullied like that, it's hard. So,
And one of the values I want to just bring out, because I have the website up and open for Ruth's List, which is ruthslistflorida.com is the one that I pulled up, but it's .org, I'm sorry. But one of the very first things is it says that the group's value is being relentlessly positive, making sure that you are getting supported. So just like ABWA for us, the folks that
well,
are
well, that's
in
why we have Kay
politics.
On the phone, and
yeah.
I think Kay is going to talk to us a little bit about Roots List Florida. So Kay, thank you for taking the time to call in. And I do appreciate everything you do and your organization, because I was one of the people that went through the training and enjoyed it and learned a lot. So talk to us a little bit about Roots List Florida.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me today and having Marty and Lorraine. It just and your story about Jennifer reinforces the need for women to support one another. We definitely... have a strong voice in the state of Florida when collectively women support one another. You know, we're 51% of the population in this state. And yet at the state governmental level, only 34% of our state legislature is female. Only 19% of the women serving in statewide office in the legislature are Democratic women. So clearly, even though we're the majority in the state, we are the minority. We don't have enough seats at the table. And so that's why we know that when a woman is connected and prepared, she's the best champion for her community, right? We want women who share our vision that government is the best when it reflects the people it serves. And the decision makers are like genuinely and enthusiastically there to fight for all of its constituents, not just an echo chamber of certain people. So we believe strongly that electing women is the answer to a lot of the issues facing our state. And so that's why we work so hard to elect, train, and recruit women to run in all offices across the state of Florida and to inspire women by supporting them and helping them win campaigns. And we're the only ones doing the work here in Florida, and we're really proud of the work that we've been able to do.
Yeah, and you guys do reach out to a lot. So tell us, how did you get started with it being the program director?
Sure. Great question. And it's you'll see a lot of our staff, our bios are on our website. Many of us worked on campaigns. None of us have like come from this ginormous political educational experience. We came to politics because we were not happy with the way we saw things going in our communities. And then we volunteered, like so many of us do, on a campaign to make a difference. And so most of us have campaign experience at some level. Some of us, like our CEO, Lucy Sedgwick, came from the Elizabeth Warren campaign. And some of us came from local races. I came from a state house race. Representative Margaret Good, who ran in District 72 back in 2018 and flipped a district, and then went on to run for unsuccessfully for Congress. So we all bring something different to the table. And back in, many of us got into the work after 2016's disappointing loss, and we've just remained committed to the cause of understanding women. More women need to be elected into office, and that's what drove me to really appreciate Ruthless, is watching the representative I worked for work with Ruthless and seeing that support system. And I said, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've always said that when a woman gives birth to a child in the hospital or a birthing suite or wherever, there should be like a checklist before you leave the hospital. It should say, do you care about the environment? Check yes or no. Do you care about education? Check yes or no. Do you care about affordable wages? Check yes or no. Do you care about a college plan? Whatever it is that affects a child, affordable housing, you know, because once you care about the child that you bring into this earth, you will care about all the issues that all of us care about, which is how do you make life as safe and effective as possible for this child that you just brought into this planet? And I think people would register to vote, and they would vote for the candidate that's like-minded for the welfare of this child that they just brought into this world. Because we're seeing that a lot of people just don't care. They leave the heavy lifting to others all the time. So how do we get more people to register to vote, and not just register, but stay involved year-round?
That's a great question. And I think it happens through one of the strategies we employ, which is the regional networks. So I rely on Marty so heavily to engage in her community through her party participation, through the League of Women Voters, through other organizations. Typically, women who are members of Ruthless are members of other organizations in their communities and are advocating for those organizations. We want them to all come together and work to, you know, in concert to make change in their own communities. But we realize that's a heavy lift. So the more boots on the ground in regions across the state that we can have women heavily involved in their communities, the more energized and the more engaged we can create through a voter constituency. And so it's a lot of work. And Marty's working really, really hard to bring attention to the issues of the importance of voting, the importance of registering to vote, and more importantly, the importance of supporting strong women like Lorraine to run and continue to be in office. Because once you get elected, that's one thing, but staying elected and doing your job is a whole nother set of challenges, and we're here to support that as well.
Yeah, I think Lorraine is going to jump in here because she has firsthand experience about running, winning, and staying in office.
Sure, and I was just going to say about getting people involved.
Mm-hmm.
I really think I want to pitch that getting involved at the grassroots, I mean, getting involved in the neighborhood park, and, you know, what's going to happen with the city's budget, you know, where that money is going to be spent. There are all sorts of opportunities at the local level, just starting with our town halls. I was really pleased. We had almost 100 people show up for our town hall. And that means that people are engaged, they're interested, they want to be a part of the solution.
They do.
And once they express that, it gives me hope.
Right. And then, you know, the next person who wants to run for office probably in that crowd. Mm-hmm. And that leads me to my next question for Marty. Marty, what would you recommend to someone who's thinking about running for office, and why should they run?
Okay, one of the wonderful things is on January 27th, that's a Thursday evening from 6 to 7, we're going to have a Zoom meet and greet and training. It's titled You Should Run. We will be having our training director on, who is Elise, and she'll be speaking to that issue. But also we want people to come out and find out what Ruthless Brevard is about, how we're going to support Brevard and electing Democratic women to office. And so to register, you go to RUTHSLISTFL.org and go to events to register. We'd love to have you join us so that we'd have the opportunity to speak to you about what we do and how we can create a bench in Brevard of Democratic pro-choice women to work to elect them and to become involved, whether you become a member of Ruth's List Florida, which then makes you a member of Ruth's List Brevard, or you want to volunteer to help one of the candidates, or you attend our events. So we would like to get the word out to Brevard that we're here and we're ready to help. You may want to make your community better, run for office. You may know somebody that you think should run for office. And so we'd highly recommend that you come and join us.
So, Marty, you've been an activist with the Democratic Party for a long time. You were a flight attendant, and you retired, and you got involved. And I know you support a lot of people here in Brevard who wanted to run. If someone came to you now with the current climate in Brevard and say, look, I want to run, but these are my concerns, what would you say to them?
I would ask them to fill out our form to get involved with Ruth's List, because we have on our website, there is I Want to Run, and there's a questionnaire, and it asks you the questions about why you think you want to run, or what do you think you want to run for. And it connects you with Ruth's List Florida political director, and they will reach out to you and find out, you know, okay, do you have something you want to run for? Or you don't know what you want to run for, but you know you want to make your community better, and you want to find out how you can do that. And they will work with you one-on-one to answer those questions.
Right. And Lorraine, when you run, you've always been involved in our environment. You championed the stormwater management, green infrastructure. When you see there's a need in Brevard for more people to volunteer, give back, give a couple of hours a month, maybe a couple hours a week, how do you get more people involved in those causes? Because you're now on city council, but there's still more work to be done in Brevard. Mm-hmm. What do you say to people who say, well, look, I just don't have the time, but yet still we look at the Indian River Lagoon and we're seeing it's discolored?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Big challenges in Brevard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're so rich in natural resources, but they are so challenged at the moment. Of course, there are a number of organizations that I would point people to, but I understand, because I was a single parent at one time in my life. Not everybody can give their time. So it really does start at the voting booth. And then the opportunities that present themselves, whether it be Keep Brevard Beautiful or Marine Resources Council or League of Women Voters. There are a number of organizations, not even partisan organizations, just focused on particular issues. That's a good starting place.
So find your passion and go for it, because there's always a group in town that you can get some guidance and help.
Right.
And so, Kay, you're still on the phone, so we have like 2 minutes left. So with the remaining 2 minutes, talk to our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends today and tell the women who are listening why they should run for office.
Well, there's a saying we use quite a bit, which, and it's our hashtag actually, which is she's the change. So we invite women to be a part of the change that needs to happen in their own communities. Women know best how to navigate the difficult conversations in our community. And I think if we want policies that reflect our values, then we need to have a seat at that table. It's one thing to kind of complain about them or to kind of be upset with policy decisions being made, but it's another thing to know that those policy decisions are being made because we're choosing not to be a part of that conversation.
But what do you say to the woman who say, look it, I've been listening to the city council, I've been watching the state representatives, I'm even watching the senators, and they've got these code words like pro-life, sanctuary city, immigrant, flag, and they throw these names up and they get people to listen to them because they're bullying or because their pulpit is larger. And it looks like people don't want to take the time to read the truth anymore. Go to the library, get a book, or read and listen. They just want these clips on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook that just shock value. What do you say to a woman that says, I can't win against that?
We can't not run because we're afraid of those conversations or those narratives that are being established. We have to run and push back. We have to come together. We have to organize, strategize. We have to train and be prepared. And we can help you do that. That's what we do. Our win rate is upwards of 70% in the endorsed races that we run our candidates. And it can be done. We've done it. We've been doing it. And so we ask you just to consider, what is your role? Even if you don't want to run, you could work on a campaign. You could help somebody that is running. There's so many opportunities for women to engage, and we have to push back. We can't allow the narrative to continue to be thrown out there without any facts, any proof, any evidence. We have to push back, call attention to the lies, and then rewrite the narrative, right?
Right. So what you're saying is, don't be scared. If you believe in yourself and you can get the information from a place like Roots List, go for it. So give us a website one more time, Kay. And I think Paul's telling us we have 1 minute left.
Sure. It's Roots List Florida. And I know that's a mouthful to say, but RUTHSLISTFL.org. Everything's in there, including our events calendar that has all of our trainings, which are free. Anyone can join and listen. So we encourage campaign staff and candidates or potential candidates to join us, get trained, get prepared. We'll reach out. We'll talk to you about possibly running or working on a campaign. The more the merrier. And don't hesitate to reach out to Marty, too. That's what she's there for, especially if you're in Brevard. We have 10 regional boards across the state that I help manage. And each region is looking for women to volunteer and to become engaged.
Well, unfortunately, we are out of time, but I've got all of that information, and we're going to make sure that we share that with all of our listeners. Another fantastic segment here on Viewpoint with Sita and friends. Everybody, you can tune in each and every Monday right here on 1510 WWBC at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every single week.